working toward a try to contact Brian Swope and David Gelson, please.
We're doing that as we speak, so.
Great.
No problem. Madani, hey, are you going to call in to the product approval? We need you to for a quorum. It's at 9, so.
Any luck, Mo? Somebody just called in. Would you identify yourself?
Zubeda.
Okay. Caller 3 is Zubeda. Hey, Mo? Oh.
Yeah.
What did Commissioner Gilson have to say?
He's driving. He cannot call him.
Right.
So, I'm trying to get Brian. I'm on the line with the group. Yes. All right. Thank you.
I do tech meetings all the time while I'm driving.
Hey, he's going to call in, so Brian is calling in, so.
Right. Identify yourself, please.
It's Brian Swope. Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, Brian. That's great. Thank you for joining us. We needed you.
Yeah, no, I didn't realize what time it was. I had my alarms and everything set. Just walked right through them.
Sure, no problem. Okay, well then, let's get started. Want to welcome everybody to the Board of Building Commission's Product Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting of October 6, 2021. The first order of business is to do a roll call. Commissioner Hershberger?
Here.
Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Commissioner Gilson? And Commissioner Swope?
Here.
Very good. So we have three or four, so we have a quorum. I want to remind you about the teleconference participation process. Basically, please be aware of background noise. Just keep yourselves on mute, but don't put your phones on hold. Please identify yourself each time you speak, and commissioners, please always identify your name when making and seconding motions. In addition, something else. Please wait till you're called upon to speak so we can maintain some sort of order. Okay, the staff members present, I see Jim Hambers, Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Zubeda Benici, Mo Madani. I think that's everybody present at this time. All right, Commissioner, I will turn it to you then to review the minutes and the agenda first, and then the minutes and facilitator's report, please.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Everyone, I think I've seen the posted agenda. Are there any changes to the posted agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
I have to move to approve.
Second.
Vote.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The minutes have been posted. Are there any revisions or additions to the posted meeting minutes and facilitator summary report for the July 29th, 2021 meeting? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes and report as posted?
I have to move to approve.
A second?
Second, Swope.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Product approval and entity statistics report. Zubaydi, could you please provide the report?
Thank you, Rod. For 2020 Florida Building Code version, we have 4,966 approved product applications, and the total is 5,668. For the products, we have 19,855 approved ones, and the total is 22,667. And for the entities, we have 127 approved ones, and the total is 22. That concludes the statistics report. Thank you.
Thank you, Zubaydi. Mo, do you have anything to report or any updates on any remaining conditional approvals?
No, all the conditional approvals has been resolved. We're good.
Thank you, Mo. And next we have a declaratory statement, and Jeff's going to facilitate this agenda item. Jeff, you're muted.
All right, can you hear me now? Sorry.
Yes, sir.
I muted myself for a second, and then it, all right, well, we're taking up DS 2021-049 by Ned Lawrence of Intex. So the first order, we'll follow this process. We'll ask the petitioner if they have any additional comments to provide in addition to the petition. I'll ask if there's any public comment, and then Mo will provide staff's analysis and recommendations, and then we'll discuss it and take a motion regarding the answer to the petition. Is the petitioner on the line and wish to comment? Okay, I see none. Is there any public comment on the deck statement? Okay, good. Justin's joining us. All right, well, I see none, Mo, so why don't you go ahead and provide staff's analysis, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, good morning. This is Mohammed Dani, and the issue is DS 2021-048. The petitioner mainly seek a declaratory statement on determination of whether railing system falls within the scope of the Florida product approval rule 61G20-3. The specific question being asked, it says petitioner respectfully seeks clarification whether railing systems fall under the scope of the FPC product approval program. And the petitioners provide specific information about his product. With regard to Rule 61G20-3.001 scope, the scope provides for a specific categories of products which railing is not part of it, and also it has a general scope which says the rule applies to approval of product and system which comprise the building envelope and the structural frame for compliance with the structural requirement of the Florida Building Code. So as you see, the scope of the SID product approval
is really encompasses only the building envelope and the structural frame. Also, this railing issue came about in 2006. It used to be in the state product approval. However, as you see from the history I've given you in the staff analysis, the rule used to be Rule 9B-672. In that rule, there were a reference under the definition for structural components to railing. However, that was removed by rule, and with that, really, we consider that railing fall outside the scope of the state product approval program. In fact, we did take up a declaratory statement, DS 20115-007. That was specific to aluminum and vinyl railings. And the answer to that deck statement, based on the change to the rule, is that the question at that time, do the aluminum and vinyl railing in a question fall within the scope of 61G20-3? The answer was no, as per the definition of the structural components, see Rule 61G20-3002 and Rule 61G-3.001, the product in question fall outside the scope of the state product approval program. However, this product must meet the requirement of the Florida Building Code and subject to approval by the local authority having jurisdiction. So based on the prior determination under this deck statements, the staff mainly used the same logic and the same, you know, answers to this the petitioner question. So as you see, the petitioner respectfully seek clarification whether railing system fall under the scope of the FPC product approval program. The answer to this the petitioner question is as per the definition of structural components, see Rule 61G20-3.002 and Rule 61G20-3.001, the product in a question fall outside the scope of the state product approval program. However, this product must meet the requirement of the Florida Building Code and are subject to approval by the local authority having jurisdiction. Thank you.
Is there any, we've heard from staff as one of our commissioners on product approval, have any questions or comments, or ready to make a motion?
Compton moved to approve staff analysis.
Great, thank you, Dave. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Swope.
Any discussion?
Just a quick comment, if I could. Are they still able to get product approval for this? Because I know I've dealt in the past doing design work where we constantly go into the local jurisdictions having to get approval for products that aren't product approval. It's a pain in the ass. So is this a product that can get product approval?
No, that's why it's fall outside the scope of the state product approval. Okay. However, if they have the documentation and, it shows that they meet the Florida Building Code, then, you know, it's still the building official has the authority to approve them. So.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor to approve the staff analysis. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have unanimous approval. Next, we have the Department of Business and Professional Regulations reports. Jeff, again, is going to facilitate that portion.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have a consent agenda for entities recommended for approval. There are 22 entities. Is there any public comment or any commissioner need to pull any off for any individual consideration? All right, Commissioner, let's go ahead and get the motion, please.
Compton, move
to the
agenda.
Thank you. A second?
Second, Swope.
Any discussion on this motion? Hearing none, signify approval by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Like sign. Motion passes unanimously.
Okay.
Next we have
go ahead. Sorry. We're going to take up the consent agenda of products recommended for approval. There's 177. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? Is there any commissioner that needs to pull off any for individual consideration? Seeing none, Commissioner, I'll turn to you.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products 177 recommended for approval?
Prompt to move approve the consent agenda.
Second?
Second. Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, so next, looking at products with comments, there's no products with comments recommended for approval. There are two products with comments recommended for conditional approval that we have, you know, will take on the consent agenda. That's FL39699 and FL39700. Both are recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to make corrections pursuant to the public comment. Is there any public comment? All right, I see none. Mr. Commissioner, we'll go ahead and ask for a motion for that.
Great. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda with products with comments?
The captain moved to approve conditional approval for the consent agenda.
And is there a second?
Second, Swope.
Any discussion? Hearing none, signify approval by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Again, motion passes unanimously. Next, we have the approval of consent agenda of DPPR approval, product approval application. Jeff?
Yes, sir. There's no action needed on this. Just for the record, there are 102 applications, none with comments. There was no issues with any of these, correct?
Correct.
Very good. So there's no action needed, Commissioner. We're ready to move on to public comment.
Thank you, Jeff. Next, we move on to public comment. Is there any public comment? Are there any additional Product Approval Committee member comments? Any staff member comments?
No, thank you. This is good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for getting on the phone, guys. No further business. We stand adjourned. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Take care.